This is Bill Wills with Michael Diemer, the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Well, the big story is this pandemic hopefully begins to wind down. Vaccinations. And, Michael, a lot of attention has been on the Wolstein Center. What a sight downtown, right?
It's been a tremendous opportunity to have really the only federally run vaccination site in the state of Ohio right here in downtown Cleveland at Cleveland State University's Wolstein Center. They are cranking out over 6,000 vaccines a day, and it's having an impact every day at just how things feel and look in downtown Cleveland. We're getting ready to welcome fans back to Progressive Field next week. We're getting ready later this year to host what may be the largest Rock Hall induction ceremony at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Live music is coming back to Music Box Supper Club in the Flats in May. Theaters returning to Playhouse Square in June. The Broadway series coming back in September. The NFL draft later this month. So just a lot of good things going on, and you know, really having more and more people receive the vaccine, which is so important. Everybody's having a terrific experience there, and we're really grateful to everybody who's helping to administer those vaccinations, including the National Guard, which is doing terrific work. And the more folks come out to get vaccinated, the more quickly that happens, the more events like all those I just listed, we can have them return to downtown Cleveland and get back together and have a good time.
Great news, too, with the extension of the Mid-American Conference Tournament for Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Now, when it comes to going back to work, you know, a lot of people are debating this, but there's actually a report out about office-based work that you also came across, right?
Yeah, one of the things that we're working hard, really hard on at Downtown Cleveland Alliance is working with employers to bring workers safely back into the office. And that's, again, another reason why the vaccinations are so important to be able to get our downtown workforce back together and collaborating and innovating and growing companies in downtown Cleveland. And you're right, Vocon, based right here in Cleveland, the nationally renowned design firm, issued a report, you know, finding that office-based work is really likely to remain central to the way all companies do business. And that's real consistent with what we're seeing right here in downtown. We're seeing office workers steadily return, particularly as the vaccination takes hold. We're seeing companies make announcements about taking on office space and committing to office space. Rocket Mortgage, we talked about a few weeks ago, adding hundreds of jobs. iHeart, we're looking forward to welcoming to downtown later this year. And earlier this week, AML RightSource, anti-money laundering consulting service that's headquartered right here in downtown, keeping their headquarters in downtown Cleveland, taking on more square footage, adding more jobs. So, you know, again, we want to see that vaccination site continue to be successful, continue to urge people to come out to the Wolstein Center and make appointments, get the shot, and try to get back to normal as quickly as we can.
Considering a new location, think about downtown Cleveland. That's where we're moving when it comes to iHeart. Michael Diemer with the Downtown Cleveland Alliance. Find out more at downtowncleveland.com.